Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's FM 103.2, available on the web at fm1032.com.au.
You know, for most minds, I think the first consideration, if you're looking to invest one's hard-earned dollars, is ROI, or return on investment. Which fund or stock is going to earn the most money back for us? But what about the ethical practices of those investments? Could our growing bank balances inadvertently harm society? And if so, is the only option a smaller return? Those are the kind of questions I'm going to ask Anne-Marie Spagnuolo, who is a financial planner and author of The Ethical Investor. Anne-Marie, welcome to Open House.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
I wonder these days, how many people are thinking about the ethics of their investments? Is it a growing trend?
Oh, definitely, yes. All the research is showing that it's one of the fastest growing niches in the financial services industry. And more people are realising that there's a connection between what their money's up to and some of the social and environmental issues that we're concerned about.
I was really interested to read in your book that ethical investing as a movement actually originated from the churches in the US and UK.
It did, quite early on, when the churches wanted to make sure that they weren't investing against any of their own sort of philosophies or beliefs.
A lot of these kinds of ethical movements have actually had their genesis there, and I wasn't actually expecting that as I read your book, so it was quite interesting. What kind of activities should investors who want to trade ethically be aware of?
It's going to be different from one person to the next because it is a very personal thing. However, there are some areas of concern that are quite common to a lot of the investors that I work with, and they are, we want to look for companies that are treating their employees well. We want to look for companies that are taking responsibility about their environmental impact. We want to look for companies that treat customers fairly and give back to the local communities in which they operate. Some of the things we're particularly concerned about are issues like tobacco and gambling activities, weapons manufacturing, logging of old-growth forests, etc.
Okay, so those are quite obvious ones. If you're concerned about the health ramifications of tobacco, it makes sense not to invest in tobacco companies. And the same thing if you're against gambling, well, don't invest in casinos. But could some investments support unethical behaviour without it being initially obvious like that?
It does take a bit of research, and definitely through most people's superannuation fund, or if they have an investment portfolio in a managed fund where they haven't actually looked at the underlying companies, it's true that they could be supporting companies they don't agree with, but there could be a bunch of companies in there that they are very happy to support on an ethical basis. So it does take a bit of research. You need to look at company reports. You need to be sort of networked with the environmental groups and other NGOs and activist organisations. So there is an extra level of work, but we have found that extra research is rewarded back to the investor with good returns.
You talk about super there, and I think that's probably the prime one there, because a lot of us would say we're not particularly interested in the share market or investing, but we've all got a super fund.
That's right, and a lot of people don't realise that most of their super is invested in the share market.
So how can we even begin then to know whether our superannuation fund is using our money in an ethically positive way in that regard?
A lot of super funds are now introducing a socially responsible investment option or an ethical option, and it's really up to the consumers to start demanding that if it's not on offer by the super fund. You can also contact your super fund and demand to know what sort of companies your super is being exposed to, and then if you're not happy with those companies, you can then pull out of that super fund and roll over to an ethical super fund.
So there's this thing called the ethically managed fund. What is that?
That's a managed fund, which is a pooled investment that you can invest your savings into, and the ethical fund will have a particular screening criteria or ethical charter that it applies to the investment decisions. So you, as an investor, you can look at that screening charter and that filter to see if that is in line with your particular ethical concerns. And if so, you can invest in that pooled fund where you have a fund manager that's doing the research and making the decisions on your behalf about what companies to put into the fund.
And who sets the screen? I mean, do you set up the screen as an investor, or are there just a bunch of funds out there that say, well, this is particularly for people who have got some ethical concerns about environmental issues, and this one for animal rights issues and those kinds of things?
Or? There's two different approaches. You can go to a fund that is saying, here is our particular screen. If you agree in it, invest with us. Or you can also develop your own ethical profile, and then you can apply that screen when you're picking and choosing companies directly off the Australian Stock Exchange that you might want to invest in.
And how do ethically managed funds compare to other investments when it comes to the return?
Studies in Australia to date show that the ethical managed funds have had an outperformance, so a better return of about 2% per annum if we look at investments over, say, a five-year time frame.
Now, why would that be? Why would they be returning a better result?
Well, that's very interesting, because when they saw that we were getting these better results, they started to look more, the researchers started to look more closely to say, well, how can we explain these better returns? There's a couple of examples I like to use. One is, if looking at, say, on the environmental issues, if a company is trying to really reduce the amount of resources that it's using up to produce its products, that's going to result in a cost saving to that company. Or if a company is trying to reduce its carbon footprint, that company will save money when we bring in, say, a tax on carbon or a carbon credit scheme, because it's going to cost that company less to offset its carbons. Another really good example is if we look at the area of employer-employee relations. This is something ethical investors look quite closely at. A company that looks after its employees really well will find that it has less staff off on sick leave, which will lead to higher morale in the workplace, higher productivity. It will be able to attract the top people in its field, and that too will flow through to better returns for those sorts of investments.
Okay, it's interesting. I was going to raise the whole issue of sweatshops, because you'd imagine that a company that employs the services of sweatshops is going to have a better return because they've got lower overheads.
But conversely, we see that companies that treat their employees really well also can generate great profits because they inspire that higher productivity.
Okay.
So, and also, you need to take into account sort of brand reputation of the company, which is quite a valuable thing these days. And a company's brand can be quite adversely affected if that company is known to be using sweatshop labour.
Okay, so where should somebody begin if they're thinking, okay, I don't know what my superannuation fund is doing or where it's investing my money? Where do you start?
Well, the first thing would be to write to your super fund and demand to know, because at the end of the day, it's your money that's going to provide you with funds in retirement. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that would hate to think when they're, you know, sipping their lattes in their retirement that their money has grown off the back of sweatshop labour or, you know, the production of landmines or things like that. So you really, you need to lobby the super funds. The easy way is to go perhaps to an advisor that specialises in ethical investment that can help you do that. And the Ethical Investment Association has a website, and that's a really good directory for people that want to know who they can find to help them to do that.
Okay, what's the website?
It's eia.org.au.
Okay, eia.org.au.
Yes.
All right, Anne-Marie, thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
Good to talk to you. Anne-Marie Spagnola there, author of The Ethical Investor. That's published through Penguin Books.
We hope you enjoyed this FM 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit fm1032.com.au.